Hey, this is Brian DeTillo. I play Lucas Roberts on Days of Our Lives, and you're listening to Animal Radio. And please don't forget to have your pet spayed or neutered. That's my favorite saying from Bob Barker, by the way.
And now an Animal Radio news brief.
A pet lemon law is going into effect. Illinois State Senator Dan Kowalski's legislation is promoting a healthier pet population, and it passed the Senate. Currently, pet stores are asked to inform the buyer of a certain detail about a dog or cat, including where they're from, if they've had any medical treatment, or if they were returned to the store from another customer. But what happens if the dog or cat is ill or has a disease? Well, his proposal allows a pet owner to return their new pet to the store and then get a refund if a vet confirms that the pet was purchased with an illness not disclosed by the seller. Consumers would also have an option to keep the animal and have the pet store pay up to twice the cost of the animal for treatment. Not only does this legislation protect consumers, it'll also protect the pet population. It'll discourage breeders and stores from selling unhealthy cats and dogs and reduce the spread of disease.
This has been an Animal Radio News Brief. Get more at animalradio.pet.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
It's Animal Radio, celebrating the connection with our pets. And when Judy books the show, she looks for celebrities. Celebrities that like their pets and want to share with us. She also books experts, professors, authors, people that generally have a large background in animals.
Or people that just have sanctuaries.
Yeah. But today you book somebody just because they love animals.
They wanted to talk animals.
They like talking animals.
So I said, okay.
Why not?
This is the place.
Yeah. This very animated young lady, Denise James, will be joining us in a few minutes to tell us, well, I'm just going to let her talk animals. That's how we roll here at Animal Radio. Hey, Paul, how are you?
I got a stupid question for you.
A stupid question?
I've got seven dogs and two cats. Three of the dogs, they eat the cat food from time to time.
Okay.
I switched out their litter to that Breeze cat litter system, and one of them got really sick. We figured it was because of old age. Another one got sick. He's a dachshund. Figured it was his back. And the last one, we just about lost him, just about killed him. So we went back to cat litter.
Mm-hmm.
What can we do to keep the dogs from eating the poop?
Okay. So your dogs are eating the cat's poop in the litter box. And are you making the assumption that that was leading to their sickness?
Well, I think it was the Breeze cat litter system, the little white pellet thing. I think that is what got him sick. So we went back to the original cat litter that we had before, and they're still eating it, and they haven't gotten sick yet. But
No,
it's the fact that they're still eating the poo that's kind of gross.
Sure, sure. And the litter system you're talking about is the Breeze one. I believe it's made by Purina, I want to say. And it's supposedly a non-toxic kind of pellet where the waste, the liquid waste kind of falls through. And we say it's non-toxic, but just like any other non-toxic things, crayons are non-toxic. But if a child were to eat a box of them, it would make them sick. And there's always the potential with something like the pelleted systems that if a dog is ingesting them and they eat enough of them, it could give them a bellyache. Now, I'm not sure about the bigger illnesses you're describing in there, but certainly, you know, I'd have to say any dog that's eaten poop, and in your situation, we have dogs eating cat litter poop. I kind of technically call that the almond roca munchers because of the typical look to that. So the challenge is when we have dogs eating cat poop, we have to remember that it's very hard to stop that behavior if they have physical access. So the number one thing we do is we work on physical barriers to prevent that. It is a rewarding behavior. There's something delectable about cat poop, and dogs will love it. They will remember it, and they will seek it out. And the stinkier, the better. So your real challenge is going to be physical barriers. And I think that's kind of the honest truth here is there's no magic thing to feed to your cats to make the dogs not eat their poop. There's a will, there's a way, and they will get to it. So one of the best techniques that I've found for people who have multiple dogs and multiple cats, is to actually get a kind of semi-large pet carrier where you can have a door access small enough for the cat, and hopefully small enough that the dogs can't get through there. And that's one way to keep that kind of behind a physical barrier so that the doggies can't get in there. And there's other ways you can do this, elevating cat litter pans up on elevations so that the dogs can't get in there as readily, or even just not see it, because seeing it is just a temptation that they just can't pass up. But there are also some citronella collars that you can use in a system to try to keep the dogs away from the barrier where the litter pan is. And, that's a challenge. So if you've got that many critters, I'm assuming you've got a large area of land or home where they're all running around, huh?
We've got about about a half an acre. And we put the dogs on the visible fence system. And they seem to love that. But, yeah, they go out and they run and play and everything else. But it's just the cat food that just kind of hurts me.
Yeah, and it's hard because they come up to you and they want to give you that kiss, and you can just see that little clump of litter hanging off their lip, and it's hard to love that. But really, so in all sincerity here, Paul, it really is going to come down to the physical ways to keep your dogs away from that litter. I've also used kind of privacy screens, so taking cardboard and cutting interesting shapes so that it hides the visual appearance of the litter box and kind of lets the dogs kind of forget about it a little bit. So all of these different things are what you're going to have on your hands to tackle that problem.
Good luck with that, Paul. If you need a follow-up, please feel free to give us a call back. We want to solve that problem or help you solve that problem.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now with the free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.